It's great. Great songs about nothing good.
Yeah. And before we get started, at WMWM, just want to mention a few shows that I've interacted with. Dawn's Early Light, Tracks of the Town, What's Happened, The Juke Joint, Acoustic Avenue, and Uncle Henry's Basement. And if we're lucky, we'll get a few of the DJs from WMWM calling in. And we have a pretty full schedule here. I think our first guest will be about 5 past.
You think so? I hope so. It's going to be Roberta Lamb.
Yeah.
Lamb.
So,
L-A-M-B.
What has excited you this year so far, Mike, musically?
Well, that's a question out of the blue. I'm not ready to answer that. Yeah, so it's the holiday hang. We're going to have a bunch of people calling, either DJs or local musicians. And some of them wanted to hear some tracks, and we'll play them and talk about them. And others didn't. Roberta's going to call in, and when she does, she's got 2 songs that she wanted to hear.
Yep.
And we're going till about midnight tonight,
that's
believe
right.
it or not.
Yeah. Hopefully we're going to have DJs from WMFO, WMWM, WMBR, Moxian, and Connecticut Rocks. So we're going to have a pretty full house. We're going to have musicians calling in that you know, a lot of them that was involved in the Hefner Park and Live Day and the different other things that we've done at WMFO, WM, and Moxian last year or so, even though it was the pandemic.
Well, it's nice to be back in here, isn't it?
Yes, it is much different. It's I didn't know if we'd be back here again.
I know, definitely. It's definitely nice to be back here under any circumstances.
Yeah. And a lot of our favorite artists have really plowed through this, and they're putting out some great stuff, and we're really happy that they have, and we like to promote it and stuff. I was going to do like a best, get used to that squeaky chair. Mike's going crazy.
No, it's still here. I'm just so happy the squeaky chair is here.
It's a new squeaky chair. Mm-hmm. A lot of artists that I was going to do, but we got such a full plate, I was not able to do like a best of the year, but as we go along during this next couple hours, we'll probably mention some of them, you know. Like I said, we got to experience some of them and putting out some great stuff. And we're hoping later to hear from people like Sal Baglioni and
Baglioni.
I'm sorry, Bell. Adam Sherman and a bunch of other people.
You know, he told you not to rename him. He's really upset about
that.
Well,
you know, when your brain goes south when you get old, these things happen, you know. Mm-hmm. It's been pickled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not in alcohol, just pickle juice, you know. Sitting in the back of the refrigerator, you know, it's brought out once in a while.
Sounds like they're not the half sours, they're the full sours.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about pickles?
I do not know.
Yep. So, like I said, we're expecting Roberta Lamb to call in. She's got 2 songs that she'd like to play. 2 songs that she's actually done, which is cool. You know, a lot of people will just pick favorite songs, but these are songs that she's done recently, and I can't wait for you to hear her. If she doesn't call by about 5 after, when she's up, you know what? I think that's going to be her. So let me see if that's her. Hey, Roberta, is that you?
It is.
That's fantastic.
Hi, Roberta.
It's almost like I knew you were going to call or something.
Well, I wanted to get in before, you know, I go into somewhere, a weird closet.
What?
Well, you know.
I don't. So how are you doing?
I'm good. I just came back from dog training class.
Don't talk about Mike that way.
You guys, that wasn't funny.
Who else on there? Mike and Michael, right?
That's right.
Right. Right.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
No, yes. Happy holidays to you, too.
Oh, my gosh. This is so sweet. We get to kind of revive the days, right?
Yeah.
The day when we would do it in person, right?
I know. I wish we could do it that way now, but at least, you know, Mike and I are here in this room.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool. We're masked up,
yeah.
However. But
we're talking through masks.
But at least we're here and we can talk to you and everybody else and just sort of say, hey, happy holidays and let's have a better, you know, 2022 and all of that good stuff.
For the people
we can't share the little, remember I brought all the Christmas goodies
in
before?
Yes, and food. Oh, you were
and
awesome.
And everybody says, like, wait a minute. Everybody is Jewish. Like, why are you bringing all these holly?
It was really nice, and you took like a CD and you decorated it with like stuff. Remember that?
Well, that was a lady that was my neighbor in Concord.
Oh, well, you brought it though.
She was very sweet. She made them,
mm-hmm.
and she brought me one, and I said, well, you know, I thought it was, you know, it's one of those regifting deals, right?
Well,
they were delicious.
I was happy to be on
I think I made the food. I think I made candied nuts or
yes,
something.
Yes, or candied nuts, yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's a Roberta deal.
I like those.
We weren't supposed to eat the CDs?
Oh.
Now you tell
you guys.
Me.
Ah.
So what's going on with you, my friend? You're still down south of us. You're in the state of Rhode Island, I think, and that's your home base. And you've been doing some really good live broadcasts over the pandemic, and still releasing some stuff. What's the deal with you? What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on a new song.
Yep.
It's funny. It's one of my usual, you know, Roberta songs.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I'm really getting into jazz and blues. That's kind of where I'm heading.
That's nice. Nice to hear that.
So that's fun.
Yeah. And I remember that I was going to say, I remember that vocally you're a classically trained singer.
Well, yes, I try to live that one down, but yes, many years ago. But
well,
you know, it sort of shaped some of my influences too, definitely.
Yes.
But nowadays I'm quite into playing the guitar and even sitting down at the piano sometimes to even play. Actually, I do like to play the classical stuff on the piano. It's just very soothing.
It is.
Don't we all need something soothing these days?
Yeah, right? I think so.
I just sit down and play, you know, badly, but I play some of the pieces I studied so many decades ago.
Mike, I do the same.
That's Mike. Mike's play piano.
Yeah, I do.
Really? What do you like to play?
Well, you know, I mean, I took lessons for a long time, and I played in bands, too, when I was younger. Yeah, so, and I have a piano in my house. I have this awesome little upright.
Nice.
Yeah, that my grandparents gave me for a gift when I was a kid.
So do you like to, do you write, or you play, like, pieces? Like
I just play. I just play. Mm-hmm. I'm not as prolific as you are.
Oh, stop it. But I mean, just like Chopin, like, you know, it really makes you count, and it makes you imagine all these amazing harmonies. It's really fun, even Beethoven.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like the keys because you can hear everything on the keyboard. I like
Absolutely.
It. I like it a lot.
It's fun. It's really nice. I like to do that. And I'm in the process of putting together a couple of shows.
Okay.
So I'm going to be at the Burren with a couple of other singer-songwriters. More to be. I'm going to announce it soon. But watch my Facebook and Instagram and I guess my website, you know, robertalamb.com to see about that. That's going to be exciting.
Yep. So we'll tell people that are listening. It is Roberta Lamb, L-A-M-B. And
correct.
You picked two songs that we wanted to play.
I did.
And I've got them queued up, and they're both yours. One of them is, as you said, you know me, I'm Roberta. It's a funny song. One of them is that, and the other one is a more serious track. I'm going to play that one first. That one's One Step Away. Can you tell us a little bit more about this one?
Oh, sure. Well, I wrote it this year. Well, it is a serious song. I have another side. A few other
sides. I know. Next time I'll ask you to just turn around so I can see the other side.
There's no Silence of the Lamb here. Get the joke?
That wasn't me.
That was Mike.
Stop laughing. Don't encourage him.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, One Step Away. You know, there have been so many people that we've lost in during this pandemic. And look, let's face it, some people to, you know, COVID-related, some not. Anyway, it's a song about goodbyes and endings and new beginnings. But it's based on a true story. I actually, it's a ballad. It's called One Step Away. It's based, here's the three truths in the song. So I did lose my beloved dog during the pandemic, and he was very elderly, and I'm myself sometimes had to carry him at the end of his life up and down the stairs. He was no small guy, and it became a little bit, a little dangerous, really, for me to be carrying this great big dog up and down the stairs. And my son was worried about it.
Yeah.
And I said to my son, I'm going to write a song. And he says, gosh, Mom, I told you I was worried about that. And then it's right there in the song.
Yeah.
I got a little grief from him about that.
Well,
so that was one verse about saying goodbye to him and what that was like and getting older.
Yeah.
And then the next verse is about a true story about a friend of mine that was in line to get his vaccine. Actually, that's not in the song. I changed it. But then he got a call. He lives out in L.A. He was at Dodger Stadium trying to get his vaccine. And then he got a call from his doctor to find out that he was diagnosed with cancer, that he had lung cancer. He's doing okay, but it was pretty scary. So It's a little bit about him. And then the last verse of that song is about two women that were separated their entire lives. They knew each other as children in Germany at the beginning of World War II. And they were Jewish, and their families had been taken away and, killed. But these two young girls were about 8 or 9 years of age, and they were best friends. They hugged each other and said goodbye, and then they never could find one another. But they both survived. They were the only ones that survived. But they couldn't, in their families, but they couldn't track each other down. Then they got married, and one ended up in South America, and one ended up in China.
Wow.
And they found each other in their late 80s. Somehow they found
at least they
each
did,
other.
Yeah.
And then their friendship, rekindled. They spoke every week. It was the most touching story. So anyway, I wrote about that, too.
All right, but, let's play that song so everybody can hear that.
And I just want to say about the other song, it's actually not my song when you get to that. I just, it's a cover, that other one, I think.
Your favorite Christmas song. All right, I'll do is I'll play one right after the other. And it's good because it's going to...
The other one just everybody should know is Mark Stepakov's brilliant song.
Okay. And yeah, it is really, it's a funny song. So it's going to really show two sides of you, for sure.
For sure.
All right. This is Roberta Lamb, and the first song that we were just talking about is called One Step Away, and we'll be back after we play these songs.
Thank you.
Thanks.
An aging doll.
Okay. Yeah.
With failing sight. On steps and paths, he takes his time.
We have 8 minutes.
Dinner scraps, he waits for treats, then finds a spot, curls by her feet. But one misstep, or one missed rail, and the aging pair fall down the stairs. Just like that, we're only a step away from saying goodbye. Just one step away from a nightmarish fear, an unbearable loss, and a bridge we must cross. One step away, one step away. In the checkout line for his favorite wine, to bring to a friend's birthday party, he takes a call, then he's in free fall, when his doctor tells him the bad news. Though he's just a young man, what they found on his scan could change his life forever. Just like that, you're only a step away from saying goodbye. Just one step away from a nightmarish fear, an end too near, and a bridge we must cross. About her long lost friend, could she bravely reach out. She takes a risk. They rebuild their bond, and by holding out, they turned it around. From that day on, their weekly calls are filled with joy and laughter. Just like that, we're only a step away from starting again. Just one step away from moving past the years, so two old friends find a bridge they can cross. One step away. One step away. One step away.
Everybody's got their favorite Christmas song, the one with which they always want to sing along. But no matter what your favorite is, well, I got news for you. Your favorite Christmas song was probably written by a Jew. We may as well begin with Mr. Irving Berlin. He wrote the biggest selling Christmas song there's ever been. When his family fled the shtetl, on the Lower East Side they settled, and he wanted to assimilate, and so he dreamed of hearing sleigh bells in the snow. So Johnny Marks, you may not be familiar with, he truly was a legend as a lyric smith. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Holly Jolly Christmas too. I bet you didn't know that those were written by a Jew. There are many more as well, like Sleigh Ride and Silver Bells. When Sammy Kahn wrote Let It Snow, it surely made his parents quail. And the staple of each Christmas day is this Christmas song by Mel Torme, the man they used to call the Velvet Fog. He spent a lot of time in synagogue. Phil Spector wrote that song performed by Darlene Love, that each Christmas fans of Letterman were so fond of. And though he was in prison for committing homicide, it doesn't change the fact he was a member of the tribe. Then there's Winter Wonderland, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and Let's Still Count, Baby It's Cold Outside, though largely that's been banned. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and do you hear what I hear? Even you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That melody was written by a mensch. And so today is Christmas, as the Bible saith. So let's praise those composers of the Jewish faith. And I think it's only fitting, because Jesus was one too, that your favorite Christmas song was probably written by a Jew.
Okay, that was Roberta Lamb. And your favorite Christmas song And that was a Mark Stepakoff composition she wanted us to know. We heard two from her. The first was One Step Away, very different for Roberta. It's a very touching track, and I told her while I was playing that it was really beautiful, and I really appreciate the explanation. It was awesome. And your favorite Christmas song, that's the Roberta that I know for sure. But I love both Robertas that can, you know, sort of make you cry and also make you laugh. So that was called Your Favorite Christmas Song, and a little tongue-in-cheek there. Like Roberta will do.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Hey, we have our next guest, you know.
That's right.
You know who it's going to be?
I think it's going to be a man named Smitty.
Hmm. Is anybody named Smitty on the line? Hello? Calling Smitty?
Hello? You got it.
That's Smitty, you. Here. There you are. So.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is so much fun. Thank you for inviting me out here.
You always have fun, whatever you do.
What's the point otherwise, man?
Oh, I love that attitude. That's the perfect way to be.
Oh, gotta love it. So really, happy holidays, and I'm so happy to be calling in on this holiday hang on WMFO.
There you go. I mean, it's a little bit different this year because, you know, everything. But it's nice to at least for Mike and I to be in the building.
Yes.
And at least we can have all you guys calling in. We can say happy holidays, and let's look forward to next year and all of that happy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just fingers crossed that 2022 is a little bit better than 2021. I mean, you know, I love putting on big shows, and I think everybody's a little skittish.
Everybody
about
is.
Getting together in large groups of people, especially during the colder months. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, when the next big bash for either Little Billy Lost or Smitty and the Festones is going to be. But other than that, we've got records coming out in 20 and 22, and there's lots of artwork to be done and all kinds of fun stuff.
Now, the hat that you famously wear,
That's a fez.
That's a fez. You have a whole bunch of those, right?
I have a whole bunch, and it was so funny. back in 1999, I just made the executive decision I was going to start wearing a fez, and the beauty part on that was... is that I just always loved the fez. You know, so actually I have do know a short list of people who can't stand fezes, but I love the fez, and it really is just so much fun to wear. And once I got known for wearing it, I get a lot of fezes from fans and friends.
Oh yeah, and that's great.
One of my best ones.
That's
yeah.
great. See, yeah, Mike, now I know what to get them.
There you go. Do it with your fez on.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, and I got to take a hard look at that song and see if there's a way I can Smitty and the Festonesify it for a future show.
There must be some connection you can do.
Something, have some fun with it. But, keeping busy, that, you know, there's a lot of things that you need to do as a songwriter in a band. You know, obviously playing live is a big one, and so is recording. But there's a lot of other things you could focus on, so that's what we've all been trying to do, and keep it together and get together as much as we can.
Yep, and you actually are a big proponent of your colleagues in the music community here. In fact, a lot of folks like you are going to have us play a couple of songs, but you actually requested songs by other artists in the area, which is really cool. And
It's not completely selfless. The two of the bands are two of the members of Smitty and the Festones.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, tipping my hand on one of the requests, Mr. Dante Gene has just been fabulous to work with and know as a friend and a musician all these years. And I am a big fan of everything that he does.
All right. Well, I can't wait for us to play them. Let me tell you what we're going to do. The first one is by the Chelsea Curve, great local band around here, a track called Don't Look Down. Then Cold Expectations, which I know the band played out pretty recently, a couple weeks ago.
And Jo Ellen is a DJ right here on the town with
Mike
V. That's
right.
Yes,
that's right.
She is.
Yep, and that was Code of Snow that we're going to hear from them. And the aforementioned Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, we're going to hear She's Outside. Is there anything in particular you'd like to say about any of these three besides that you love the Gene Dante one?
Well, you know, it's just, I feel very humbled and blessed that I'm able to perform with both Joe Ellen and Linda from Chelsea Curve and Cold Expectations. And they really are just so talented in their own right that when we get a chance to rehearse together and then do live shows, you know, I have to pinch myself. They're just so incredibly talented in their musical taste. You know, it's just impeccable. And then, of course, you know, Gene, Gene is just, you know, if this were the 70s or the 80s, he probably would be a gigantic international pop star.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of new to listening to Gene, actually, but just when you made the request, I heard a couple other ones that were hanging around. It's like, wow, this is really neat. So I can't wait.
Oh, he's so good.
I can't wait to play
these.
He's
so good.
All right, so let's start out with the first one by the Chelsea Curve, and we'll go right into Cold Expectations, and then the aforementioned Gene Dante, and then we'll come back and say hi and bye to Smitty. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll talk to you in just a bit. All right, right now?
In a bit, see ya.
It's the Chelsea Curve in Don't Look Down at WMFO.
Fall. perfection. I'm the moth, she's the flame, she's the spider, I'm the fly, disempowered and disconnection. Take me for a ride. She's a bitch on the takeoff. She takes more than she deserves. Figure out the mix and let you slam it to the floor and ease you into the curve.
See, you know, I see what you're saying about Gene Dante.
Good stuff.
Smitty, that was great stuff.
Well, you know, I hang out with some pretty good, some pretty talented people.
Yes, that's what I hear, and there's the proof positive right there. That was really cool.
Thank you.
Really
thank
liked you. It. So before we let you go, what's going on beginning of 2022? You got shows planned, more music coming out. What's happening?
Well, so as far as the show thing goes, absolutely zero shows planned. We're just trying to figure out what the heck's going on with all this, pandemic nonsense. But having said that, both Little Billy Lost and Smitty Smitty and the Festones are putting together full-length albums, 10 songs each, and we don't have an exact release date yet, but it will be coming out. We're, in a perfect world, we'd like to line up a release with a live show, but I don't know. We might be releasing before any live shows happen.
Well, listen.
Never say never. We'll figure out something.
Yeah, as you know, when you're ready to do it, if it can't be a live show, you know, let me know. We'll support you by airplay around here from all the radio stations.
Are you kidding me? The nanosecond that stuff is ready, you guys are going to be some of the first people to get it. And really, you know, we're chomping at the bit. We want to get it out there. And I'm thinking, you know, the summertime, obviously, the warmer months seem to be the most user friendly.
Yeah.
But we're like, you know, a horse in the gates. we're just trying to figure out, you know, is April too soon? Is March too soon? You know, just we want to get that sweet spot so we can hit the ground running and, you know, just really have a great time and play live shows again.
Well, I think once the weather starts to turn into spring, you know, everybody's like looking around for something good, so that might be the time.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, we just got to figure out, you know, a good venue, good bands to play with.
Yep.
You know, that stuff takes care of itself. It's just, you know, getting the music out there. And really, there's so much great music that you guys play on WMFO on all your, you know, shows throughout the week. And so I'm listening to your station quite a bit. And yeah, we'll do everything in our power to get you that those songs that are we're getting ready to release cool. as soon as possible.
Thank you for that. Thanks. So Smitty and the Fez Tones, Little Billy Lost, all kinds of stuff going on. Smitty, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
It's always awesome to talk
to
you.
Now I get to kick back and listen to the rest of the show.
There you go. Tread carefully.
All right, take it easy, guys.
You too. See ya. Thanks
okay.
again. Yeah.
Bye bye.
Bye. All right. This is WMFO Medford. I'm Mike, and he's Mike.
Mike.
He's right on his cue there.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so that was Smitty. Smitty, as you know, we've got our next guest on the line. This guy, Mike Barry. What can we say about Mike Barry? His mic isn't on yet, so we can't.
Yeah,
he can't say anything. So we can say whatever we want. No, we love Mike Barry.
Yes,
I mean,
we do.
Mike is involved with Lily Black. He manages that great band. Yeah. And he brought us Nicky Luparelli, who we've been playing a lot. We're going to hear Nicky today.
And he puts out a lot of great stuff himself.
Okay, should I bring him up so he can actually speak for himself?
Yeah, let's see what he has to say.
Mr. Mike Barry, welcome. How are you?
What up, gents? How's it going?
Good. Did you hear any of the things we just said, hopefully? We were being nice to you. We were being very nice to you.
I don't know what you mean, man. I'm listening to the show online.
Oh, we were just saying that we love Lily Black, you know, really enthralled with Nicky Luparelli, and you're involved in all of this, you know, you're a songwriter yourself, Babyland Studios, all kinds of stuff going on with you.
Oh, is that, am I on a delay? Is you on a delay? Am I listening
if you listen to web streaming,
oh,
yeah,
there's definitely
delay.
Yeah. I see your confusion.
Don't drag me too much into it, boys. I'm here to promote the ladies, you know. Nicky's record.
That's where
Nicky's
we always
record.
Have to be. Well, Nicky's record. Let's talk about
I'm
that
old.
Because
I'm old. I had my time. This is their time.
Listen,
Nicky's record.
We're so happy to you know, let everybody know about Nicky. I mean, what a talent! I mean, not only is she a comedian, right? She does that. I mean, that's so hard to do. I can only imagine. But to be able to sing like that, I mean, what a talent she is.
She's a fabulous singer, and everyone who digs knows that she's a full-on brilliant entertainer in a lot of ways, and really powerful female presence in the scene, and I dig her a lot, so I was psyched that she wanted to work with us, you know?
And how did that come about, Mike? How did you meet her?
How did I meet Nicky?
Yeah.
Well, I was asked, me personally, I was asked 2 years ago to sing on a David Bowie tribute that happened in Harvard Square, and I did not know Nicky, but she and her crew, Susan and Natalie at the time, were singing. They were the backup band, which is a pretty great backup singers to have there. I think the Handymen were the band.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
Nicky and her and the Gold Diggers were the backing crew, and we got along just great, and so then Nicky invited me to sing at her, you know, she does that yearly Bowie event.
Yep.
And it was, she did, well, it was at Oberon. This year it was at New Crystal Ballroom.
Huh.
But back then, 2 years ago, she was doing it Oberon, which unfortunately, you know, just closed. But,
yeah.
So that was great, and that's when I got to meet Nicky and more of her crew, and we got along great, and that's when I really got to hear her sing, you know? So,
yeah, like I told you.
I became a big fan.
Yeah, like I told you, when you sent me all of the music a couple of weeks ago, I told you, when I first heard it, on first play, honest to God, I knew right away. I said, wow, this is really, really cool and really special. Who is this? So
I felt the same way.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you hear somebody great. So we've got two songs. One of them is one that she wrote, and one of them is just a beautiful cover, the way that she does it, of Blue Christmas. And you and I were talking a little bit about the one she wrote. It's a, speaking of her being a comedian, it's a take on her writing a song about Christmas, but it's from a comedian's point of view. It's called Why Don't You GFY This Christmas? And we have a bleeped version, you know, but I guess the real version, unbleeped, is out there, right?
Well, we here at Ignatius J Records, the entire staff here, genuinely all of us, loved her record so much, and we loved that song. But we thought because there is a unexpurgated version of that song available out there on the internet, the international information highway.
Yeah,
we thought that it's such a beautiful record that we thought, let's have it so that someone could play it at a work party and not lose their job.
Exactly. Because they would.
Because It's so beautiful, the whole record, and it's funny at the end.
Yeah.
So if you really want, so Nikki said, yeah, go ahead and tweet it. So we did. But if you really want, of course, you could find other versions of it out there.
Yeah,
but not
yeah.
on this record. We made the nice version of it.
Yeah, and I think you said it's actually kind of funny with all the bleeps. It's so ridiculous.
Nikki's a very funny lady. I wouldn't take her on.
I wouldn't either. And the other one, as I mentioned briefly, is, well, it's Blue Christmas. And who is the piano player that was playing through these sessions?
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah.
The piano player and really the direct music director for the whole thing is a great player named Brooks Milgate.
Okay.
And, you know, you might recognize, I don't want to change, but if you saw any video that we did out of the studio here that has, other than the song Black Friday, we did a Steely Dan video with some studio artists here, and Brooks was the piano player in that. But he's a really great player, and a lot of people think he's playing a lot. But he's responsible for most of the music on that record. We did, Nikki did elect to sing a couple of songs again, including Blue Christmas, and we did remix a couple of them, but all that piano you're hearing there is Brooks.
Hmm. And you are the producer. You recorded this at Babyland?
No. It's an interesting question. It's a bit of a mix. They had most of this record, but we loved it, and she hadn't put it out. And then we said, "Let us put it out," and she said yes. But she made the decision, as I said, to record a couple of the vocals again. I think she had done them during the lockdown at home, and we gave her the opportunity to come in the studio. Mm-hmm. And sort of do them again, and she did. She came in and did those a few weeks ago, you know, before the record came out. And those few we remixed. And then we did the bleep version. But the rest of it is pretty much what Nikki and Brooks have.
All right, well, I can't wait to share this with everybody. I did play these the other day, and as you know, Mike, you know, our friends and other radio stations have been just glomming on to this music from Nikki because it's just really, really excellent. So I'm going to play Blue Christmas first. I'm going to follow it up with Why Don't You Go GFY This Christmas, and then we'll come back and talk again. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds great. I'll listen in.
All right, we'll be right back. This is WMFO in Medford.
Good.
Without you, I'll
I've had my Christmas white, I've had my Christmas blue, but this year all I see is red. It's all because of you. There won't be any toys for you on Santa's sled, so please accept my heartfelt Christmas wish for you instead. Why don't you go f*** yourself this Christmas and f*** yourself again on New Year's Eve? There are 12 whole days of Christmas to f*** in, so ram your f***ing up to the sleeve. Oh! Why don't you go eat yourself for Kwanzaa? All 8 days of Hanukkah. If it were up to me, it'd hurt when you. So go at yourself on Christmas night. Hey, go at yourself on Christmas night. Why won't you just put your fucking mask on? Your dumps up. So go and f*** yourself on Boxing Day. Hey, put your dick into a pie or just eat and die. But please go f*** yourself. Hey, just you and no one else. Just go and f*** yourself on Christmas night.
Yeah, Nikki Lucarelli, like we were talking about. We just heard two. First, we had Blue Christmas, of course, a cover of a, a staid kind of a Christmas song. And then one that she wrote, Why Don't You GFY This Christmas. Mike, that was great stuff.
That was fabulous. Who mixed those songs?
I think it was you, actually. Look in the mirror. You'll see who it was.
I think it was Huck Bennett.
Oh. I see. You sort of
know it's the horn player and chucklehead, but now great mix engineer.
Well, that's really good. The whole thing sounds excellent.
Aren't they great?
Yeah.
Isn't she fab?
Yeah, she is. So, in the new year, are there any plans to be able to, have people go see her either singing or maybe a comedian? Does she does stand up as well?
Well, she does a lot of stuff. She's got a, she does a haunted speakeasy. She does a David Bowie tribute. She does Twitch shows. She does Stevie Nicks tribute, which will have a record coming out. That's a little bit of a hint, but you might have seen her do her Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, at the Burn.
What she calls at the Burn with Lily Black.
Yeah,
that was a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
A couple great singers.
Mm-hmm.
We love Nikki a lot, and we are thinking of her especially tonight. All of us.
Well, we do as well, for sure. I mean, it's new for me. I mean, so it's a really, really nice find to find somebody like her, that's for sure. And, if anytime you want, Mike, you can certainly introduce her to us, and we'd love to talk to her and learn more about her, too.
Maybe have her on a next live day.
Yeah.
Oh, is this on the air, boys, or are we just talking?
No, we're on the air.
Oh, okay. She's a bad person too. Definitely have her down. You guys actually made it back in the studio, right?
Yeah, we're here. We're here today.
You're there, huh?
Faxed and maxed.
Yep. Yep. Well, it's nice to be here.
See if you can get her down to come down. She's a great bad person. Thanks so much for supporting the record.
Oh yeah, yeah. And what can you tell us about it's a great record. It's easy to support, believe me. What can you tell us about Lily Black? I mean, the last thing we heard was a 3-song EP. Jesus, probably like 3 months ago now.
Wasn't that a fab
yes.
bit of
yes.
songwriting, huh?
Totally. Some
great songs from Lily.
Totally.
They have played some shows recently. They played Sally's and they played The Barn. They played a bunch of festivals. They played the Beanstalk Festival in Braintree, and they played the Riverfest Festival in Somerville, and
yep.
they played, oh, I'm missing a big one. They played Herder Park in Austin with Storm Stress.
Yeah, we saw you there.
Yeah, I remember. the it's a little hard for them now to play because they don't all live in the same city anymore.
So
their bass player Kate, she is living in New York. I think she's home now, like her own little holiday hang. But she is rock starring it in New York, and Bobby's living a little north. They do manage to figure it out and play. It takes a little bit of work. Their text chats for gigs or something else.
So they're still committed, even though they're moving around a little bit. They're still going to be Lily Black and put stuff out.
As far as I know.
All right. I'm just sort of asking because you worried me for a second there.
No, it's hard for them to play. And, you know, they're spread out. But, you know, you just saw them. Where were they just play? They played the barn again. And then they played down in Rhode Island. That's what it was. It wasn't here.
Yeah, I know they've been really busy playing around.
Yeah. It's just got to be, you know, it's got to be when they can all be there. It's just the reality. And Smitty said, not a lot of places to play right now. That's why we're all basically, I mean, the answer to the question is, we're all just basically trying to figure out how to keep bringing music to people when another winter coming on, you know?
Yeah.
So, and try to keep it upbeat and keep creative and keep flowing that energy because music does help. It does heal. And I think that's kind of where everybody's energy is about, like, maybe trying to make music and help in that way, which is what we do, turn that pain or joy or sadness or whatever into music and help others. So maybe focus more on that and we'll try to all get through it.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, it's always nice to talk to you. It's even better to see you in person. Hopefully we'll do that again soon. And I want to wish you a happy holidays and just a great 2022.
Take care, Mike.
You too. And thank you all for supporting local music for so long, so well.
Okay, you're very welcome. Really glad that you called. All right, have a great night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike. Bye. All right, that was the great Mike Barry.
Yes.
From around here, who does just so much for this local community.
Yeah.
Really love it. We do have a new guest coming up, but it's going to be here in a little while, just after the top of the hour.
Yes.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play some music that Roberta was telling me about that she's really into some Mose Allison right now. So let's do some jazz from Mose Allison. A couple of songs we'll do, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to our next guest.
Thank you.
All right, this is WMFO.
I miss the Saturday dance. I heard they crowded the floor. I couldn't make it without you. I don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the club. I got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? I've been invited on dates. I could have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? I've been invited on dates. Could have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Ever since the world ended, I don't go out as much. People that I once befriended just don't bother to stay in touch. Things that used to seem so splendid don't really matter today. It's just as well the world ended. It wasn't working anyway. Ever since the world ended, there's no more Bible Belt. Remember how we all pretended, going round lying about the way we felt. Every rule has been amended. There's no one keeping score. It's just as well the world ended. We couldn't have taken much more.